Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. And the sharing economy has changed everything from how people get around a city to how they rent rooms while traveling. And now it's even seeping into ecology. In California's Sacramento Valley, farmers are temporarily leasing flooded rice paddies to the Nature Conservancy so that migratory shorebirds have a place to stop and feed while traveling the Pacific Flyway, which is the major north-south route that extends from Alaska to Patagonia. The program, dubbed Bird Returns, has been in development by the Nature Conservancy since 2014 and is helping conservationists deal with the short-term needs of migrating birds. Because of urbanization, agriculture, and climate change, the migrating birds have less access to wilderness to mate, feed, nest, and rear their young. At the same time, the project gives farmers the opportunity to support conservation efforts and maybe earn a little extra money without negatively impacting crop production. During February and March of 2014, the pilot season for the program, just 2% of Sacramento Valley's some 500,000 acres of rice fields, that's around 200,000 hectares, were turned into shallow water for shorebird habitat. That season, the pop-up wetlands supported more than 180,000 birds, representing 57 different species. On average, the researchers found 3 times more bird diversity and 5 times greater density on rice paddies that participated in the program compared to unenrolled fields. Migrating animals like shorebirds are in jeopardy, as their ranges cover vast swaths of land. A study published in the journal Science in 2015 reported that just 9% of over 1,400 migratory bird species had access to protected areas for all the stages of their annual cycle. In California in particular, 90% of original wetland habitat has been lost to agriculture and urban development. Since the Nature Conservancy was founded in 1951, it's worked to conserve habitat by working with landowners to purchase land or permanently limit the use of their land in order to maintain its wildness. Each agreement is worked out individually, a process that's expensive and can take months or years to develop. For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke with Mark Reynolds, PhD, the lead scientist for the Nature Conservancy's California Migratory Bird Program. He explained that he and his colleagues, including Sandy Matsumoto, the team's project manager, and Eric Hallstein, the team's economist, thought that the demand for purchasing migrating bird habitat could far exceed their resources. Quote, "We were looking at our habitat needs and thinking, how do we buy our way to success?" Sandy said, "Do we need to buy land for the whole year? It looks like the animals need it part of the time." Eric, with his background in economics, said, "We could do a reverse auction." I said, "A reverse what?" A reverse auction overturns the conventional role of buyer and seller. Instead of buyers competing to outbid each other to obtain a good or service, sellers compete to offer their goods or services to one buyer at a competitive price. And the sellers in this case are the owners of rice fields, which are typically farmed in California from April through August or May through October. During the growing seasons, the fields are normally flooded, but they're also flooded during the off-seasons to decompose the rice stubble after harvest. Reynolds and his colleagues saw an opportunity to work with the farmers to provide temporary wetland habitat for shorebirds passing through. So, in early 2014, the Nature Conservancy issued an invitation to rice farmers to submit bids that itemized their costs to flood fields for 4, 6, or 8 weeks at a time, beginning in February of that same year. The farmers set their own prices, and the Nature Conservancy was able to select the highest quality habitat for the lowest total cost. They repeated the process in the fall of 2014, and every year since then. HowStuffWorks also spoke with John Brennan, a partner at Brennan, Jewett & Associates, a firm that manages rice sales for the Robbins Rice Company. He explained that the farmers are very receptive to this concept. Quote, "To the extent that they can get their costs covered to do it, they're even more receptive because they see it as A, something that they're excited about and a way to make an environmental difference, and B, something that really helps secure the longevity of the rice industry in California." To figure out where and when shorebirds most needed wetland habitat for their migrations, Reynolds and his colleagues worked with experts at Cornell University's Lab of Ornithology, which collects information about birds through its citizen science project, eBird. This online checklist allows bird enthusiasts across the country to tabulate the kinds of birds they see, when they see them, how many, and where. Using data from eBird and grant money from NASA, the Cornell team built high-powered computer models that predicted, at weekly intervals, the presence and abundance of birds at different locations. From these models, Reynolds and his colleagues created maps to visualize and prioritize where and when habitat was needed most. Once they knew the locations, they requested bids from the local rice farmers. They adjust the program based on weather conditions. During times of drought, the Nature Conservancy would pay more, and during times of excessive rain, it would pay less. When they extrapolated the potential costs for the project out, they found the highest possible cost per year based on the average bid was $1.4 million. But that's significantly higher than what the Nature Conservancy actually paid. Meanwhile, the estimated cost to restore rice fields to wetland habitats, equal to that land area, would cost around $25 million, and maintenance fees would come in at about $100,000 a year. So, this seems like a win-win, but the researchers stress that these pop-up wetlands are tools and not meant to replace permanent protection. If the land switched from rice farming to some other use that wasn't compatible with seasonal flooding, another protection strategy would need to be considered. For now, though, rice farming and bird conservation are working hand in hand. Reynolds said, "We're engaged with this community of farmers and thinking about a lot of other ways to conjoin farming and environmental benefits." Today's episode is based on the article "Pop-Up Wetlands Helping Migrating Shorebirds" on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Tracy Steeter. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.